Yeah, we don't need that here in Montgomery, but we'll see. I just hopefully this doesn't become a money pit. I wouldn't have approved it to begin with, but now that it's happening, I hope it works.
The other thing I was going to bring up, I noticed somebody that was missing unless I did not, and I didn't watch the whole thing that happened down in Selma with the bridge crossing, the marching and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Hillary was there this year, was she?
No, it doesn't benefit her to come unless she's running.
She's getting ready for her new podcast. It's taking up all her time. And, you know, promoting that documentary, as well as learning the voodoo arts. Like, yeah.
We got to go to a break, Bill.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, learning that voodoo and how to use those dolls, it's a lot of study. I wonder if Joe Biden's going to start having, like, pains in his side or something. Or Donald Trump, even.
I'm immune to voodoo. Good try,
Let's
Hillary.
Go to a break. Shut up. I'm kidding.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu on the Senate floor just now.
A Senate leader appearing to threaten or incite violence on the stuff of the Supreme Court could literally be a matter of deadly seriousness.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blasting Senator Chuck Schumer for controversial remarks outside the Supreme Court yesterday.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
A spokesman for Senator Schumer says that the senator was simply referring to paying a political price.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, a cruise ship quarantined off the coast of California after a previous passenger becomes the first U.S. death outside of Washington state. The 71-year-old had underlying health conditions. And former UAW President Gary Jones, charged with corruption, accused of conspiring with others at the union to embezzle more than $1 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With the rain moving away early, it looks like we have a chance to dry out this afternoon, and improvement is on the way. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Today's high 61, tonight's low 44. Tomorrow, the sun returns. That'll be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Great weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s Saturday, and I think upper 60s at least on Sunday. Chance to dry out for about 3 or 4 days in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
We're a few minutes past the 10 o'clock hour, so that means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
Guys, I'm great. How about yourself?
Well, Ray, when I got out to my truck this morning, I had to turn on my windshield wipers. It was raining again. It's awful.
Yeah, I've never finished the chicken coop. It's my fault. I should have started the chicken coop because then it started raining and it won't stop.
Well, it sounds so massive, it probably takes a few days to paint it, even with good weather.
I mean, it's just, yeah. I'm actually stopped by the house real quick, and Angie's giving me a dirty look when I mentioned the chicken coop because she's just over it at this point. But, hey, I've got a question.
Okay.
Did Elizabeth Warren did she suspend her campaign or did she end her campaign?
We see the tag on the bottom of the screen, Fox News. It says Warren drops out of presidential race. I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't think she's coming back.
Well, no, but it has to do with the delegates. If she suspends it, then the delegates stay with her.
Okay,
If she drops out, then the delegates go to the person that won that state.
Knowing her, she probably suspended then.
Yeah, because it's trying to get it into that broken convention. It would be, to me, the best thing to happen.
Right, absolutely. So, say I wanted some hardwood flooring. I mean, what goes into, say, upkeep with that, cleaning? But y'all have alternative, new options, newer technologies to where, when my folks first put in hardwood floors, there was a lot of cleaning to it. You have new stuff now, right?
Absolutely. Like I say, it's raining for days on end, but if you have the waterproof flooring, no big deal. Just, we keep a tile by the front door to dry the dog's paws off, but, I mean, we can grab a dust mop and clean it up in about 2 minutes. And move on our way. And we've actually got it on sale right now. I had a lady come in yesterday, saved her over $1,000 on her house. She was so excited she went in and did the other two bedrooms.
Wow.
Because this floor is on sale for $4.99 a foot. It's a dollar off, which adds up really, really quick. Great colors, completely waterproof. I'm going to be in there next week moving all her furniture around, putting the floor down, put it back like I found it, and within a day she's got her new floor down.
Well, that's a good way to start. When folks call 285-8117, get a free in-home consultation, they can say, hey, I want to start with this portion of the house. And I bet, just like this woman you're talking about, they'll like it so much they'll want to do the whole home.
Absolutely, especially when I see the price. She's like, wow, I was really expecting for it to cost so much more. And I said, please don't tell me that. Don't tell a salesperson that. That's not the best thing to say. But in all honesty, this is what it costs you right here. We're going to do your job for as least amount of money as possible in hopes that we can do your whole house. And then I'll see you in 15, 20 years whenever you're ready to change those colors out.
There you go. Folks, check out Prattville Carpet today, 2201 Cobbsport Road. And again, that number, 285-8117. Be sure to tell Ray and everybody over there that you are a News and Views listener, that you heard Ray talking to Joey and Jack on the radio.
Absolutely. Give us a call today. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ray. More News and Views when we come back.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Welcome back to News and Views.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You like Three Dog Night?
I do. Love their whole vibe. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
But if you don't call.
Yeah, you can sit back and listen. Again, Elizabeth Warren has dropped out of the presidential race. Couldn't happen to a nicer broad. I mean, woman. Great. Accomplished, intelligent woman.
Yeah, we're pretty elated about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to contain myself. 272-9228.
You know, Roy Moore was a big loser the other night.
He really was.
To have received, I think, over 600,000 votes in his campaign against Doug Jones in 2017 or whenever it was, he only got 51,248 votes on Tuesday. Of course, he really mounted no campaign. Is this a sign of things to come that we won't see him on the ballot in the future?
Definitely not for federal office.
I think he's done.
How old is he?
I don't know, but his mother just celebrated her 93rd birthday on Election Day. So he was more consumed with that than he was talking to reporters after his loss.
Well, really, that's what he should be concerned with.
Yeah.
I mean, when your mom's 93 and still alive and kicking and doing well, that's a great thing right there.
Yeah. So I think his days of being on the ballot are over.
Yeah, and good riddance, to be blunt about it. I think it serves Roy Moore better. If he wants to do activism, if he wants to advance certain causes, he has a great network to do that, people who still follow him, and he can be effective advancing those causes without having to run for office himself.
Right.
And it'll be much better, I don't know, for him.
Just Bradley Byrne took it on the chin, too.
And that is unfortunate.
Bradley's a good guy. I mean, we had him on this show, and I've always found him to be boring and stiff, sort of Al Gore-ish.
Mm.
But he was very relaxed today. He was in the studio. He gave a great interview. And you can just tell he's very upset at Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, right now, his press secretary that we know, Lindsay Morris,
and we really like her.
Yeah, Lindsay Morris gave a quote to, I believe, the media saying Bradley has not decided at this time whether or not to endorse Tuberville or Sessions. But I think behind the scenes, he might even, without any clear official endorsement, might push people towards Tuberville.
You think?
Maybe a better way to...
Well, I'm just wondering if Shelby's going to get to him.
Well, a better way of saying it is push people away from Sessions. It might be more a negative campaign against Jeff Sessions and not a positive for Tuberville.
But I could see the Washington insiders calling him aside and saying, hey, Bradley, look, we know you're mad at Jeff because you didn't think he was going to run and then he did, but, you know, we really need to bring him back up here. You know, he's one of us. Mm. And anyway,
well, the fact though that
if I were the Tuberville people, I would reach out to Bradley right away,
as well as
if they hadn't already done so.
As well as the president.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tuberville needs to get on a plane and go to D.C.
By the way, we'll have Coach Tommy Tuberville on tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 10:30.
10:30.
He's going to come in.
I'm looking forward to that. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Got some patient folks. Don, welcome to the show.
Good morning. You guys know if they use beads and trinkets to buy Warren out of the race.
That's
a serious question. You know, you've seen her dancing before on stage, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was miserable.
I can't understand why it didn't bring rain.
Keep going, Don.
Yeah, because she's a big part of her is Indian.
Now, here, Jack, is why I call. You my authority. I thought the state constitution of Alabama limited the income tax to the state and municipalities own sales tax.
I think that's right.
They get around that, I believe, Don, by this occupational tax was a occupational license fee.
Well, it sounds like a fraud to me. I wonder why nobody's ever challenged it constitutionally.
Good point.
Hey, this is a very good point.
Yeah, but the other question, my ex-councilman, Jenright, claims that he voted for the thing as a matter of principle because he's so much in favor of home rule. Now, does home rule mean that we should now be governed by the laws of the city, county, and then the state?
I don't know. I don't, you know...
To me, it's not a principal thing. It's just a lie like the rest of them. You know, they started off saying, well, we're going to hire policemen. Does anybody think our new mayor is out to hire new policemen?
I would find that to be a stretch.
Yeah.
So it's just a fraud. Every time you turn around, everything is such a fraud. They never. If you want to pass a tax, first start by telling you what you want to use it for.
Yes, an actual plan, not a wish list.
You know, that whole thing was a fraud. You, every time you turn around, they fraud. When they bring people down and tell what you want to do, when you've already made up your mind you're going to pass the tax. You know, they had this
charade.
Show scam bringing people down. What do you want for the city? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's always a fraud. But I just think this whole occupational tax shouldn't. You know, they say other cities have done it, but has it ever been challenged as a constitutional issue? Because to me, you know, they're quite open. They're taxing working people. The other part of the fraud is I always thought they said occupation because it makes people think that only people coming across that bridge is the one being taxed.
Right.
The vast
exactly.
majority of the people being taxed are the people who work in the cities, and that's black folks hanging off garbage trucks and stuff like that that's working hard, that if they put it to vote, it would never pass. It's like the millage type thing will never pass.
Well, and again, if you want to pay, for instance, sanitation workers more, then have an argument and a conversation about garbage fees.
But not one time have they said any of this is going for that. In fact, I think that the tax, the way they present it, is better than when Jesus fed the multitude with like three fish and the loaves of bread, because they say this 1% is going to give us new parks, all these different things. It's just incredible what this 1% is going to buy for us.
How much did they say it's going to generate? Like 50 million?
50 to 60 million, yeah.
But look at all the stuff they claim it can do. They
I
don't
know.
Say it will do. They say it can do. It can fix the retirement system. It can fix this. It can hire more police and firemen. It can do all these things, but it's probably going to build a building for Joe Reed somewhere.
No, I think a better idea is we get out there and dance, invite Elizabeth Warren here to Montgomery, Dawn, and then we'll play Three Dog Night and have the rain of Shambhala fall down on us, and we'll all get along.
Yeah. I guess our New York mayor showed that paying Joe Reed money ain't going to get you any votes.
No.
Maybe they'll quit paying him, so that will go by the wayside.
Well, Dawn, appreciate the call. We got to run. All right. 272-9228. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Good morning, fellas. I guess we jump back on. That's why I've been holding for the occupational tax. What I don't understand is this is a way to. I mean, y'all saying that he didn't have a plan, but there ain't no. If he didn't, then this is all a show for them to show that he has so many speed bumps and that he's going to be. They're not going. He's not going to fail. He is going to Congress, and they're not, it's going to look like, you know what I mean, he is going to save Montgomery. It's just a part that y'all want to be part, the people out there in Montgomery want to be a part of. And if you live in the city, Don, I mean, your grocery tax is going, regardless of what the state does, I know they done jumped out there saying they're going to do away the grocery tax, but that's what happened. I mean, with the city of Montgomery, your grocery tax get cut. So if you live in the city, you're going to get your money back through the grocery tax. They're going to store it not to pay it no more. And it's all good for Montgomery. What's good for Montgomery is good for the Tri-County area. We go right back even to the property tax. I mean, just sit down and make a plan. Show people that where you're going to put the money and make it a city school system. Be in charge of something. Don't y'all quit passing a buck off to the state where the state have us under the school's whatever supervision for 4 years. You know, it ain't the county's fault. Bull crap. Quit blaming on everybody. Make a city school system. If you're going to do the occupational tax and raise the thing up, take ownership of what you're doing, Reed. Don't sit back and just stay here 4 years and think you're going to Cadillac up here, because I ain't going to let you do it. I'm not going to let you leave us down here killing each other. But just for more money to do it with. I mean, ain't going to happen. So make a daggone plan. And Jack, I mean, all y'all sitting around, y'all know what Montgomery needs. Y'all know, man, the street. I've heard this for 4 years, how the street been falling apart. Even out there in front of, you know, the pizza place that was on you for so much, Jack. I mean, everybody talked about that street. And, yes, and you're going to go back to what they're doing with the gas and tax money. George, we got $7 million to split from Mobile North, $7 million for the whole state. But from Mobile, the top of Mobile South, guess what they getting? They done dredged the 15, they done spent $15 million and dredged out the port. They said they're going to dredge out the haul and more cars. Well, guess what? Ain't going to be coming in no more. Boats haul cars. But them daggone pine tree boats are going to be pulling in that same dredge. Guess what they're about to build now? $64 million, nothing but for cars to come down there and get on. So, you know, $15 million to dredge where the pine trees, the boats coming in and be big because she owns 70% of them. Look, KIV, I swear she's a plant. And they making it look like Reed is going to have all these bumps and bruises to get to where he's going because this is all, there ain't no way this man just said, hey, give me money and didn't have a plan to show nobody. They done this. So in 4 years, ain't nobody going to remember this little, they're going to remember that he had a hard time because a white lady signed a thing against him when he overcame that and he made the Congress. Reed, we need you here 8 years. Y'all get a city school plan together. There is no reason we can't use digital. Everybody already got free phones. You don't even have to let them take the Chromebooks home. You can make y'all. Everybody talk about it. That's what the problem is. Cell phones in school utilize.
Right.
Use them where it only, you know, the app only pulls up during school session. And then you have three parts, like I said yesterday, dedicated to free Wi-Fi. Them babies will be so protected. The kids come there, hang out to the parents, get off work. And we had something so lit up, man. Everybody be down there. We have, you know, giving away food down there. I mean, I'm just saying, we could actually save Montgomery, which is going to save us. But if Jeff Coleman gets in there and Reed leaves in 4 years, y'all might as well pack your bags. I'm telling you, because Reed, ain't nobody behind it. And this Montgomery is left in a whole bunch of debt. And it all goes back. Right. If you really want to go back, you can go back to the downtown line. That, you know all about it. There's five people involved. And they funnel money. That's how downtown got so built up. And so they could cover up all the pollution underground in the water. That's all it's about. And downtown is on top of, I mean, Montgomery Advertiser was a big part of the problem. Why all that stuff leaked in there.
Randall.
One of the five.
Randall. Yes, sir. We got to run. Let's you brought a lot of issues up.
Yes, sir.
Let's in the future try to focus in. But I appreciate your passion and your care for the city. And you have a lot of good ideas, too. But I appreciate the call, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. 272-9228. Getting a little ramble in there, but I do like Randall. So, 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. You're on News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Give me a minute to catch my breath there. I was trying to listen to all that, and I about passed out. just kidding, Randall. This thing with Warden... You know, it's. I hate to see her go. I hear they're having a big powwow this afternoon. Kind of work this out, but you know, it's kind of funny. And you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but as soon as Bernie made this big leap, you know, to really take control of this thing, all of a sudden they all drop out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it, Jack. Somebody got to every one of these people.
I imagine it was Bloomberg.
Somebody paid some cash. Somebody made some cash.
Well, no, offered some jobs, as Trump said, of Biden. Oh, I heard you offered Buttigieg a job. You know what it's called, Joe? It's called the quid pro quo, Joe.
Yeah, some of them may be cabinet members, but I imagine some cash was, and I think Bloomberg would be the perfect guy to do it because they all hate Trump that bad that he's willing to give up probably $10 million per person.
Yeah, I mean, it happened so quick. You know, last week there were seven, now there's two. I mean, it just like that vanished, like a you know what in the wind.
Yeah,
but it looked like it was Bernie's to take, and then Biden had this strong. You know, the biggest winner in all this is James Clyburn. He's proven himself a kingmaker with that South Carolina performance.
Yeah,
and led the momentum into Super Tuesday, and now upcoming is Michigan. And
man, what's
right now
going through Bernie? Yeah, I just wonder what's going through Bernie's head right now. I mean, he probably feels like General Custer right now.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, how did this happen so fast?
Well, for the life of me, I don't understand why people would boo literacy programs in Cuba.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, this thing is going to get to the convention. Man, there's going to be some wild stuff there. I'm just curious to see how his supporters, Bernie's, I mean, some of those supporters are very animate, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, the convention should be interesting. Let's see if anything happens.
Man, I mean, there could be some wild stuff, but I know it. The Republicans are hoping that a lot of them are going to get so ticked off, they ain't going to vote.
I think that's
right. And
they're
not going to vote for Biden. It's going to hurt.
And the turnout numbers are already not great. So, yeah, right now it's Trump's to lose. Though, don't kid yourself, folks. Biden is not going to be a cakewalk. It's just, let's not be too jubilant.
No, I don't think so at all.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, last night, I don't know if y'all saw it, they had a little thing on Fox about Biden, and they were showing some different things, his mishaps and stuff, but that scene where he was up there speaking, and he grabs his wife and calls him his sister. He wanted to introduce my sister here and grabs his wife's hand. He's, oh, you're over there. And then that's the same place where the protester jumped up there, and his wife actually...
She intervened.
It tells Joe to be, you're okay, dear. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like somebody's got their elderly parent there. They're trying to help them out to get through the day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Something's off.
If he won this thing, he's going to be 82 years old? Near the end of his term?
Well, I need to go check out that documentary. They made several, Grumpy Old Men? Because I have a feeling that's what the presidential general election's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be like those two old guys on Sesame Street sitting up in the balcony.
Or the Muppet Show,
Angry Men.
Yeah.
On the Muppet
Show. Well, Jim, we got to run.
Oh, God, man, they better have a defibrillator on hand. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. More news and views when we come back in this hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's a beautiful.
I got hairy legs.
Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you darn?
Darn all right. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
It's a great song, and it gives me hope.
Yeah.
That we're going to get rid of this damn rain.
Yeah, I was sitting in the front lobby yesterday morning, and I was like, what a cruel juxtaposition this is, because I'm looking out.
Juxtaposition?
Yeah, and I'm looking outside, and the rain is just coming down. I know it's leaking into my little roadster, make my seat all wet. I've got like four towels in the car to handle that. And on the radio comes, here comes the sun.
Yeah, thanks, Beatles.
Like, George Harrison, you better shut your mouth right now. Driving me crazy.
Yeah.
272-9228.
We were talking about winners and losers, or I was.
Yeah.
I think Cam Ward, that really surprised me.
Yeah.
Cam is a state senator. He is chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And I didn't see any of Greg Shaw. Greg Shaw beat him handily.
Yeah, and 60% or so.
And Cam has a pretty good name.
Yeah.
He's a very good state senator, and he's been a very good chair of the Judiciary Committee. But I don't know. Greg Shaw's kind of a low-key. I mean, he's been on the Supreme Court for a long time. I think close to 20 years. I'm not sure. He used to work for Gorman Houston. As his staff attorney when Justice Houston was on the court. And Greg worked his way up and actually ran and won, and he's won every election. But and his wife, Sam, Samantha, was state auditor for two terms.
Okay. Do you think they're connected? Also, it's the incumbency thing.
It could be, but you have to get that word out.
Hmm.
People don't know they're Supreme Court justice. There's no, because generally they're not in the news.
Right.
They get on the court, and you don't, I mean, you hear decisions they make, but you don't know individually who's on there.
Right.
And that's no fault of the electorate. They just don't know, but that really surprised me.
Hmm.
But he advertised on this show.
Didn't Cam win the delegate slot, though?
Yeah, he did win that.
Well, good for him on that front.
Yeah, which runs as a Trump delegate. But it's interesting that he took it on the chin so badly.
Well, and again, we went over this yesterday. I think one of the biggest stories is how well Barrymore performed.
Yes.
And Jeff Coleman didn't perform as well as he probably should have, given all the money he spent.
Yeah, to only get 38% of the vote.
Right.
Is not having spent, I don't know, $1.52 million on that race.
And then to have Jeff Sessions come in second in the runoff, very, very short of any majority. Tommy Tuberville leading the pack.
Yeah, I guess you could say Tuberville was a winner. You could say Jeff Sessions was a loser.
And Trump already started yesterday, sent out that tweet early in the morning.
Right.
Ripping on Sessions. Reminding
I mean, people. If I were the Tommy Tuberville people, I would immediately fly to Washington to try to get an audience with the president.
I believe Sean Spicer's folks are working with Tuberville, so there might be a connection there. I don't know. But actually, I think Trump's had a pretty good relationship with Bradley Byrne over the last few years. So.
Yeah, you know, and he called him out, which Bradley used in spots. But then Bradley went negative on Tuberville, and I think a lot of people didn't like that.
Right.
It was funny because when that ad first started airing, we got like three calls. Mm-hmm. One during one show, people said, I like Bradley, but I don't like that ad because I don't think it's genuine.
Right.
Because exactly. I think anybody that has talked to Tuberville knows that he's not for open borders. I've never heard him say he's for amnesty.
Right.
I mean, he's always said he wasn't when he was on this show. So I think people found that a little disingenuous.
Yeah, it definitely backfired.
But I was impressed with our interview with Bradley.
Yes, I really do like Bradley. I've liked him over the years. He's very much grown on me. Just being an informed guy, I think it is an absolute shame that Jeff Sessions got in this race. And essentially, it knocks Bradley Byrne out of Congress.
He was in a great position because he's already moved his family to D.C.,
yeah,
I'm told, including his children, which I think they're adult age. But they were in Washington. He was attorney general, which is not a shabby position to hold. Fell out of favor with Trump, but Trump isn't going to be there forever.
Right.
So he'll eventually shake that moniker of being disloyal. And I don't know, he could have probably made a lot of money as a lobbyist or a consultant.
Do something for the state government. You know, come back home.
Yeah.
Use your name that way.
But anyway, it's interesting.
272-9228. Very quickly, let's go to the phones and talk to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Clint.
How are you, Mr. Campbell?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good to have you back again.
What's new?
Now, the runoff is Tuesday the 31st, correct?
That is correct.
Correct.
Between Barry Moore and Jeff Coleman. Yes.
Right.
Hope people understand the main difference between these two candidates. We cannot send a man to D.C. or a woman that cannot vote on military issues.
I'm in total agreement with you.
We cannot do that. Could you imagine they closing down Maxwell Air Force Base?
Oh, my God, no.
But the downfall it would be to not just Montgomery, but to the state.
Right.
So voters, I hope they keep that in mind. And Coleman is not a veteran. Moore is. And he can vote on these issues, and Coleman cannot. Keep that in mind, voters. Just keep that in mind.
I think you're exactly right, Clint.
Well said, Clint.
And go coach. I'll be behind him.
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, thank you.
Folks, this part of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. We mentioned earlier that you can get 40% off on video transfers for News and Views listeners only. That doesn't include films, but those old videotapes, if you want to save those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future, putting them on digital format, call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener. You'll get that 40% off for those video transfers, those updates, if you will. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing to video production from the ground up, whether it's training videos for your employees or TV commercials to get your business out there in front of the eyes and ears of the public. Or maybe you're just, you know, making a video for fun. Sometimes it's just fun to make, like, competitive dance videos with your friends. I've never done it, but I hear it's fun.
Yeah, you looked at me funny like... Some people really get into this.
Check out Dan Black Studios today. Be sure to tell Dan Black and the team that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you all so much at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of News and Views. More News and Views on this rainy morning when we come back. Beautiful morning.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
This is the Fox Business Report. stocks are sharply lower. Airline, cruise, and travel booking companies are among those leading the decline because of cancellations related to the coronavirus. Mortgage rates have declined again this week as interest rates on treasuries slipped. Freddie Mac's 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 3.29% for the week ending March 5th. An update on the manufacturing economy is disappointing. The Commerce Department says new orders for manufactured goods declined by 0.5% in January. It's a larger decrease than expected. However, the report measures orders before the coronavirus impact broadened. Excluding transportation, orders were down 0.1%, a sign the grounding of the 737 MAX and Boeing halting production may be having an impact. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Fox News Town Hall with President Trump.
Our job is to put America first.
Moderated by Brett Baer and Martha McCallum in one of America's crucial battleground states. The president takes questions on the big issues, the Democratic field, and plans if reelected.
We want to rebuild our country, and that's exactly what we're doing.
A Town Hall with President Trump tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. All part of Democracy 2020. America is watching.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With the rain moving away early, it looks like we have a chance to dry out this afternoon, and improvement is on the way. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Today's high 61, tonight's low 44. Tomorrow, the sun returns. That'll be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Great weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s Saturday, and I think upper 60s at least on Sunday. Chance to dry out for about 3 or 4 days in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know what this hour of News and Views is brought by, Jack?
I can't imagine. Alabama Home Mortgage, I imagine.
Alabama Home Mortgage brings you this hour of News and Views, folks. Whether you're looking to be a first-time home buyer, go ahead and get pre-approved before you go out there and start looking for houses. It gives you extra peace of mind when you're negotiating and looking for that dream house. Or if you already have a mortgage and you should refinance. People have been taking advantage of it. News and Views listeners have been taking advantage of it with Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage, saving people bootcoodles of money. Thousands of dollars over the course of a year. You get to skip a couple of payments. And also, if you're a veteran, take advantage of the VA home loan programs that are there. Alabama Home Mortgage specializes in making sure they can take care of you veterans out there. They also love working with first responders, police, fire, emergency medical. Alabama Home Mortgage puts their money where their mouth is. As a thank you for your service, first responders will receive a $500 gift card at closing. Great stuff they do over there. They're really looking out for the customer, for the people. Check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. 567.
You know why? There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So, we're doing cleanup of this Super Tuesday election coming up for the Democrats. It's now essentially Bernie versus Biden with Elizabeth Warren dropping out.
Pocahontas, so sad. See Pocahontas go. So bad. So sad. I know. I can't wait to see what he has to say. He's on a live town hall tonight at 5:30 on Fox News, that 5:30 hour time. We just heard during the commercial break.
So Bernie and Biden will be going into Michigan. And right now Biden is leading in Michigan by pretty big numbers.
Well, I wonder what Bernie's going to do, how long he's going to hold out.
Right.
That is the big question mark. Is Bernie saying, you screwed me 4 years ago, you're not going to do it again?
Or as Trump said, will he be a good little puppy like he was after Hillary won?
I'm surprised. I thought Bernie was more in it for himself.
But then he was a good little puppy, and he just went stumped for Hillary. Hill dog.
Well, of course, because he got a lake house out of it, I think.
Now, one thing that was brought up during the Democratic debates, the last one, is there are problems in Idlib province of Syria. What are you going to do about it if you become president? My knee-jerk reaction is nothing! Get the hell out of these endless wars and every little civil war on the planet. That said, there is a bunch of action going on there in northern Syria. Right now, tensions are high following the deaths of more than 50 Turkish soldiers in Idlib province this past month, including 33 who were killed in an attack last Thursday. Turkey sent thousands of troops to Syria to help prevent a Russia-backed Syria government offensive to retake Idlib and to support Syrian opposition fighters hold up there. Opposition fighters. I'm sure none of those people who are rebels, opposition fighters, have anything to do with radical Islam or al-Nusra Front or al-Qaeda or whatever the hell they branded themselves as today. But here's the thing. War creates tension back at home. And not just for the United States. It's getting really heated in Turkey. Erdogan, the president of Turkey, who is really the wild card, he's, for lack of a better word, folks, neo-Ottoman. He wants to bring back the old Ottoman Empire, which, by the way, pisses off everybody around him. It pisses off Europe, pisses off the United States and other NATO partners. It pisses off the Gulf Arabs. It pisses off, excuse me, pardon me for keep using that word, the Iranians. And it makes Russia mad, too. It's like, stop it, Erdogan, stay in your box. But Erdogan recently accused the opposition party in his country of being, quote, dishonorable, ignoble, low, and treacherous for questioning Turkey's military involvement in Syria. Well, yesterday, I believe, the leader of the opposition called Erdogan dishonorable, ignoble, low, and treacherous for continuing to send the children of Turkey to fight while Erdogan's own children avoid long-term military service. And this is what happened in the parliament. You think it's heated here? Listen to this, folks. What we're looking at here, and you can find the video online, is this is a fist fight going on in the parliament in Turkey.
What a brawl.
They're pulling on each other, punching each other. Yeah, straight up fist fights going on in the well of their parliament chamber. That is crazy to behold. I'm sure all sorts of insults are flying. People have their arms up there. What are you doing? What are you doing? Fist flying, people pulling. That is, it's much different than Mitch McConnell saying, this is a bridge too far by Chuck Schumer. I do declare.
Foghorn, leghorn.
Jive Turkey. I'm not a jive Turkey. I have a chin.
I wonder what Schumer's response. Schumer was speaking on the Senate floor a little while ago.
We could find that.
I'm sure he had some kind of BS excuse for why he did it, but there is no excuse for that.
Well, and this idea that's been floated in some left-wing circles in the blogosphere and on woke Twitter is this idea of packing or expanding the court.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, at this point, it really is. And like it's
didn't
one
Roosevelt
thing,
try that?
He did, and he paid for it politically. Talk about paying a price. People did not like that. It's because a lot of that court shot down a lot of what were socialist unconstitutional New Deal programs.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to pack the court and change that.
Yeah, when you don't get the result you want, you always want to change the system that exists.
Right. That's what's so amazing. All these people that are hailed as, you know, democratic heroes are some of the most power grab, hungry
back in the 90s,
ever.
The Democrats and the trial lawyers tried to do a court packing scheme here.
Yeah?
Yeah. And people said no.
Well, good.
It wasn't a constitutional amendment, but it was, you know, talked about widely. And they drew back a nub on that.
And court packing's different than, say, what McConnell and Trump have done very successfully, which is there are actual vacancies, you fill those vacancies. Court packing would be, let's create more vacancies out of thin air and put all the people we want in there. So I'm sure the left, though, seeing what McConnell is doing with the judiciary, is they have plenty of reason, like I said earlier, to be quite angry about it. And that's always the risk in politics. When you're very successful for your side, it's going to energize the other side. And we'll see what happens
in
November.
Well, we've made up for it with Schumer's mouth for the last 4 years as minority leader. He's horrible.
Yeah, nowhere near.
He makes Harry Reid look mild.
I was about to say that. Yeah, I think Harry Reid was actually effective.
I couldn't stand him either,
but it was because he was actually effective. It's, you know, the same reason why we hate Nancy Pelosi or the left hates Mitch McConnell. They're essentially the embodiment of the opposition in Congress, and they're effective. And they're also, at the end of the day, to have that position, you have to be a big insider.
And a swamp creature. Swamp. Hey, Hillary, try that voodoo on me. It's not going to work. I'm immune to your voodoo, witch. I said witch with a W.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
Yeah, great sponsor of this show for many years, Cole Plumbing, 279-8919.
They're number one in the number two business. Yes. They've been doing this for over 40 years here.
Since 1977, 43 years.
Great family-owned business.
Great family-owned business. Any plumbing needs you have, you need to give Cole a call. Do you like that? Call a call?
Yeah. I like that alliteration.
279-8919. CC call, James call, Jeanette call, Cameron call. They're your one-stop shop for plumbing needs. They don't tear up your house or your yard.
It's because they have this proprietary pipe lighting technology.
Right.
It's great stuff.
It's great stuff. They're just great people. And we love having them as a sponsor of this show for the last 5.5 years, coming up on 6.
And I always love the little messages from James Cole that I get. I love James.
James is a great guy.
So remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
279-8919.
ColePlumbing.com.
Yes. So.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Trump's going to be in this town hall tonight?
Yeah, I'm not sure where it is, but probably a battleground state.
It'll be interesting to see. Trump is just much quicker on his feet than anybody who's running. Like, Bernie did not seem prepared the last time he got some pushback. He weathered the storm well, but he did not seem prepared, and apparently not well enough, because Biden has, you know, now taken the lead very clearly. I did not see that coming. I thought Biden was done. I thought this was Bernie's to have it.
I knew Clyburn would help. I knew he would take South Carolina, because they've been saying all along, had he not, that would have been the end of him.
Right, but can you see, like, if we think this through, can you see, like, a Biden-Trump debate? Because Biden, remember the VP debate with Paul Ryan and Biden? And Biden was just saying ridiculous things and laughing his whole way through the debate?
Yeah.
I don't know if Trump falls for that
stuff. Wait a minute.
This is 2012. Paul Ryan was Romney's running mate.
Yeah, you were right. Biden was just goofy.
Yeah, he was just kind of chuckling his whole way through the debate. People tried to hit him for saying, like, oh, you're being insensitive about very serious issues. But I don't think that works very often, folks. This sort of disingenuous pull on the heartstrings doesn't play. And for all his gaffes, I think people know Biden. He's a known quantity. And so I love the gaffes. I think his biggest problem is, and Trump's going to hit him hard, just like he hit Hillary. Crooked Hillary. She didn't like going to do rallies. She didn't like stairs. Remember that moment where they threw Hillary into a van after she collapsed?
Yeah.
And Trump's not one to pull punches there. He's going to do the same thing to Biden. And there's something going on with Joe Biden that shows he is getting older.
Mm-hmm.
He's always done gaffes, but that's not what's going on. And we all, especially folks in this business, we will slur our words, we'll misspeak. I mean, sometimes you're tired and, you know, you make a mistake. But Biden does this on a consistent basis. And so I'd wonder how effective that's going to be. But apparently the voters here on Super Tuesday have not felt it's a big problem.
You don't rattle Trump very easily. You do rattle Joe.
Right.
He will react to Trump. Has this guy died or something?
Yeah, we're looking at Fox News now here. Wait. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of his name. Like a news reporter who might have gone by the wayside.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that. Here, let's hit an early break. 272-9228. The way they're showing photos of him.
I know his name. He's a national reporter. Anyway.
272-9228. Final hour, news and views coming up. We're going to see what's going on at Fox here. It does look like something's going on, but we'll get back to you.
Wendell Goller died.
Oh, no.
He was a good reporter. How old was he? 51 and 20? 71.
He was only 71.
Wow.
Hate to see that, folks.
Yeah. Everybody knows Wendell Goller. He's an African-American guy with little round glasses.
Man. You know, for all the bad blood between the press and the White House these days, you know,
it's people a fraternity.
People do build relationships. So that is now the breaking news. Wendell Goller, 1949 to 2020, he has passed away. More news and views when we come back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren suspends her race for the White House.
There are reports that she is informing her staff in an